final score, Pepperdine 71 and BYU 65 here at Firestone Fieldhouse in Malibu. And indeed, the Malibu bugaboo bites again. BYU has a losing record in this building all time. BYU now 3-4 against the Waves here in Malibu. Three straight losses here at Firestone. Pepperdine 71, BYU 65. Pepperdine shoots 48% from the field, BYU 36. The Waves 33% from three, BYU 27. The Waves only 54% at the free throw line. Inconsequential, BYU 68% from the stripe. Not enough. BYU out-rebounded by two, 41-39. After halftime, and BYU had to buckle down defensively, didn't get it done. 57% from the field for Pepperdine. So the same thing that afflicted last year, BYU last year in the second half, did it again this year. Last year, BYU gave up 25 to the Waves in the first half, 55 in the second half. Here tonight, 30 in the first half, 41 in the second half. And a better showing by BYU after halftime, not enough in this one. BYU gets 17 from Emery, but on 6 of 17. 15 from Fisher on 5 of 16. 18 from Collinsworth on 6 of 10. He was the one player who shot it well enough for BYU on the guard line. Davis 4 on 2 of 9. That's a rare bad game for Kyle Davis. Did not have it. And in the first half, when they needed his close-in looks to go, they did not. Austin 7 on 2 of 3. Celia's 2 on 1 of 5. And he's 0 of 4 from 3. If Zach's not hitting threes, and it's going to be a tough day for BYU the way he's played recently. And over his last four road games, he's been scoreless from the arc in three of them. Chapman scoreless 0 for 2. Kafusi 2 points, 1 of 2. Waves get 20 from Murray, 18 from Raines, 13 from Edwards, 10 from Davis, 8 from Udini. Udini was averaging 3.5. He more than doubled that. Davis had a subpar day for him, down about 4 points from his average, but he was big when he needed to be. 10 points and 9 rebounds for Stacey Davis. Cameron Edwards, the freshman, averaging 7.6, almost doubled that tonight with 14. He also had 9 rebounds. Those tie a career high. Well, BYU's now looking up at Pepperdine, Gonzaga, and St. Mary's in the league standings. And who would have thought, after winning at Gonzaga, that BYU would then go on to lose two of its next three WCC games at Portland and at Pepperdine to lose that early season advantage and drop all the way into fourth place?
Yeah, very similar games as well. BYU letting the team hang around, and then that team, credit them, hitting big shots. Murray was spectacular late, hit some big shots. And I thought, you know, basically it was a half game because it was a 2-point difference at halftime. So you're basically playing for 20 minutes. And I thought it was a real interesting change of strategies from both coaches and a real coaching chess match. BYU went with that small guard lineup, and I thought it was pretty effective, much better offensively for BYU in the second half. But to counter that, Marty Wilson goes, all right, I'm going to bring Stacey Davis out to the perimeter, and that brings Austin or whoever, Davis, out to guard him. Now I'm going to post up Jett Raines on Zach Selyus or Edwards on Chase Fisher. And so they inverted their offense and went to post up with their guards who have a size advantage down low, and it was very, very effective. Raines with 18 points and Edwards with 13. So, as good, you know, it was a good move for BYU, but it worked out to the benefit of Pepperdine as well, as they were able to dominate in the paint. And then you throw in the fact, Greg, that Kyle Davis had one of his worst games. And I said before the game that the threes were going to be hard to come by, even though you got some looks they didn't make, but they're going to be tough to come by. You needed to match them in the paint, and Davis was your guy to do that, and he struggled.
Fisher and Emery went 11 for 33. If your wings shoot 33%, as much as BYU shoots the three and as important as those guys are in as many minutes as they play, you're likely not going to win. Fisher 5 of 16, Emery 6 of 17. Again, a rare day that KD doesn't give you what you expect from him down low, but BYU's guard line, and this is the story for BYU. If the guard line plays well together as a group, they're not going to lose. And if they struggle with at least two of the three, they're not going to win. That was the case here tonight. Let's get you our postgame honorees brought to you by, we'll start off with our MVP of the game, brought to you by Deseret First Credit Union, DFCU, a proud sponsor of the Deseret First Duel. 18 points, 7 rebounds, made 60% of his shots. He had a steal, drive, and dunk that was looking like it was going to be the play of the game. It was not. But Kyle Collinsworth is the DFCU MVP. You can add 3 assists, a block, and a couple of steals to his stat line. He'll be the MVP for tonight. For the Serve Pro of Provo, sub of the game presented by Serve Pro of Provo. When disaster strikes, the fire, water, cleanup, and restoration professionals at Surf Pro of Provo are ready for whatever happens. Zach Seljaas played the most minutes of anyone off the bench, 21, but only 2 points, 5 rebounds, a couple of assists, and a block. 1 of 5 from the field, 0 of 4 from 3. And again, if Zach's not hitting threes the way he's been playing, as important as he's been, it'll be tough for BYU. BYU did win without a Zach Seljaas 3 at Gonzaga. Could not do so tonight. Zach's the Surf Pro of Provo sub of the game. The new skin, difference demonstrated, stat of the game is presented by New Skin. Discover the best you. And BYU, one of the better three-point shooting teams in the country, went 6 for 22 at 27%. And Pepperdine, one of the better three-point teams defensively, holds BYU to a low number, certainly lower than normal. And BYU falls by 6 tonight by a score of 71 to 65. There was a stage in this game late after the after the Chase Fisher make to put it 61-60. BYU led 61-60 with 3:30 to go and then did not make a field goal the rest of the way. In fact, in the final 4:02, BYU had the one field goal from Chase Fisher, and that was a tough way to close for the Cougars. Pepperdine 71, BYU 65. More courtside coverage coming up. Next, it's Cougar Postgame Live with Cleon Wall on the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Zions Bank offers an integrated approach for the financial needs of businesses throughout Utah and Idaho.
My name is Gail Miller. I am the owner of the Larry H. Miller Group of Companies. One of the important products that Zions Bank offers is the commercial card with the revenue sharing. Thank you, Zions Bank, for 35 years of a great relationship.
To learn more about Zions Bank and to hear stories from other happy clients, visit zionsbank.com/thank you. We haven't forgotten who keeps us in business. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hey, College Hoops fans. If there's anyone that knows how to assist their team to a victory, it's you. You guys may know how to fuel your starting five, but even the best assisters need assistance. That's why State Farm is here to help. So, paint your face, stomp your feet, and get ready to give your team the biggest assist of all. Some good old school pride. For help from an all-star team, visit statefarm.com. We exist to assist.
Cougar basketball returns after this.
Leans in, banks it, scores, and one!
You're tuned to the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Are you rugged? Want to prove to your lass that you're good enough for her? Eat some haggis. Or you're afraid of haggis, are ya? Stop whining. There's other great food, bagpipes, and poetry. Manly poetry about haggis. So get your hiney over to the Burn Supper at the Wilkinson Student Center on February 6th at 6 p.m. ready for a hoot and a honey of a time. Tickets available at utahscots.org. Do it.
Hey, Coach, have you seen the new Deseret First branch just south of campus?
Yes, this branch is designed to meet the needs of BYU students.
Well, what do they have in their playbook?
Student checking, debit and credit cards, or even a car loan. You can apply and sign online.
Check, check, and check.
Their mobile app is fast and easy.
Check.
Easy branch and ATM access.
Check. In fact, their online banking allows parents to deposit money into students' accounts from anywhere.
Deseret First Credit Union, with a new Provo branch just south of campus.
Tonight's game is in the books, and now it's time to break it all down. Welcome to Cougar Postgame Live on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network. Now, let's rejoin your host, Cleon Wall.
All right, BYU loses tonight 71-65 to Pepperdine. There's just something about Pepperdine that gets BYU every time they go down there. And it's not just there. Pepperdine just plays BYU really tough. They have good individual players that BYU has a hard time matching up with. One of those guys is Lamon Murray, 20 points in this game. Stacey Davis only had 10 points in this game, but they really didn't need him because Jet Raines took advantage of the fact that he was a bit taller than Zach Seljaas when BYU went small, and he just burned BYU. Jet Raines, 18 points in this game, 5 rebounds, 1 assist. Again, BYU loses 71-65 at Pepperdine. BYU plays again next week. next Thursday against LMU, and then Pepperdine next Saturday. So you only have to wait a week before BYU can possibly get revenge. Tons of people texting in right now. Someone texting in from area code 707 saying, I love this team, but the Jekyll and Hyde performances are killing me. Someone else texting in, great reffing, in my opinion. It seemed like they did a great job at just letting the players play. And yes and no. It was interesting. The times they decided to call physical play were interesting. To me, they were inconsistent. There were times when they decided to make plays, and then there were other times when they did let guys play. But again, like all games, you cannot blame a loss on officials. BYU had chances to win this game tonight, and they just didn't shoot well enough to win this game. By the way, I want to apologize to all the people that received my text at 57500. I texted out wrong stats from earlier. My screen had frozen. Kyle Collinsworth was your leading scorer, 18 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists. Nick Emery, 17 points, 3 rebounds in this game. Chase Fisher, 15 points, but he really struggled shooting, 5 for 16 from the field. Meanwhile, Nick Emery also struggled shooting, 6 of 17 from the field, but 4 for 8 from three-point land. Kyle Collinsworth really was the man in this game. I mean, he was the guy that was trying to lead them back, but unlike the game at Gonzaga and the game at Portland, he tried to score, but he also tried to find other guys to help him back, to help bring this team back into this game. And I thought he did a really good job tonight. Kyle has done a great job in the past two games of being the team leader and passing the ball around. He's very effective when he does that, and hopefully he can keep doing that as the season progresses along. Someone else texting in with the area code 208, nobody plays defense. If they stop playing track meet and play defense, they would win more on the road. I get that. I get that you want to play better defense and not play track meets, but let's get one thing straight. BYU plays fast. That's how they play. They're going to give up points. They actually play pretty good defense in the first half. Pepperdine only had 30 points at the break. They were getting blocks, they were forcing bad shots, and they were getting turnovers. BYU was playing good defense in the first half. You knew that Pepperdine was going to play a little bit better in the second half and not shoot around 30%, and they did. They shot around 57%. Part of that was the fact that, again, BYU decided to go small, and Pepperdine played off the advantage that they had there. And the other fact was that Lamon Murray is a really good player. It's hard to keep him down for very long in a game. Lamon Murray ends up shooting 8 for 17, scoring 20 points. No bigger shot than a three-pointer to give them, I believe it was a six-point lead in the game, and that was a tough three. There was a guy with a hand in his face. Sometimes you can play really good defense and you're not going to win, but BYU didn't play the same type of defense in the second half as they did in the first half. All right, we need to take a break here on Cougar Post Game Live. Cougar Post Game Live is brought to you by Nu Skin, demonstrating our difference for over 30 years with innovative anti-aging products. More Cougar Post Game Live right after this on the Nu Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
When you shop at Smith's, getting more for your money is simpler than you might think. It starts with the low prices you'll find throughout the store and weekly specials too. Plus, you'll get great value and quality from our exclusive family of brands and digital coupons you can download right to your rewards card. And remember, at Smith's, you'll also earn fuel points to help you save at the pump. So there's no spin, just savings. Pure and simple. Low prices. Market fresh at Smith's.
Hi, I'm Ned Siegfried. It's great to see the Cougars back in action. We all know that basketball is a team sport, and no matter how talented a single player may be, he will not be successful unless he's surrounded by a strong team. The same is true if you've been injured in an accident. Trying to go up against the insurance company's team of adjusters and attorneys on your own will not likely result in a win. At Siegfried & Jensen, we can provide the teamwork you need on your case. Contact us at SiegfriedJensen.com to learn more. Go Cougs!
Stick around.
Touch pass, Sky. Three. Got it! BYU by 9!
More BYU basketball is on the way after these messages from your local station.
Introducing CardGuard, a revolutionary mobile app that puts you in control of how your America First credit, debit, and ATM cards are used. You can set spending limits based on location or amount, allow your cards to work only when they're near your phone, or just completely turn them off whenever you don't need them. With CardGuard, you've got the power to protect yourself and your money right from your smartphone. CardGuard, security you control. Only from America First Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Shaq for Gold Bond Men's Lotion. Since you can't see my awesomeness right now, let me put it to you this way. Gold Bond Men's Lotion makes my skin look like... Turn it up. Without it, your skin's like... Terrible. Again with... Nice. Without it... Lame.
Gold Bond Men's Lotion. Skin strengthening proteins plus 7 intensive moisturizers. Dry skin becomes healthy, good looking.
Man up with Gold Bond.
Cleon Wall in the IMG Network studios. BYU loses to Pepperdine tonight, 71-65. Someone else texting in. NIT, here we come. Another one texts, this team is weak, NIT bound. Listen, it was going to be tough for BYU to actually get to the NCAA tournament as an at-large team after last week's loss to Portland. All is not lost. No team has just flat out kicked BYU's butt in West Coast Conference play. They still have plenty of league games to play, and this team could actually win the West Coast Conference Tournament. Yes, history's not on their side. They have not won it yet. But they beat Gonzaga. They played St. Mary's pretty tough. They're the closest team that you could say that kind of whooped up on BYU, and that was not until the second half. Every other team BYU has played, they've hung with and either beaten or come close to beating in West Coast Conference play. So, you know, play the rest of the season. We'll see how things go in West Coast Conference Tournament play. All right, other NCAA games tonight in the West Coast Conference. Pepperdine played BYU tonight. I just looked up a score. I apologize about that. Loyola Marymount beats San Diego 67-63 tonight. Gonzaga beats Pacific 71-67. Utah State loses to San Diego State 72-55. Utah Valley University comes up with a win 82-76 at Chicago State. BYU women's basketball team, they also win today 69-64. Over Pepperdine. Top 25 action going on today. Let's run through those scores. Oh, want to mention also, Southern Utah lost at home to North Dakota 88-72. A few NCAA basketball games going on right now. California leading 12th ranked Arizona 55-49. Number one, Oklahoma beating 13th ranked Baylor 82-72. Third ranked Kansas beats Texas 76-67. Fifth ranked Xavier, they win against Seton Hall today 84-76. Sixth ranked West Virginia wins on the road at Texas Tech 82-76. 11th ranked Michigan State beats 7th ranked Maryland 74-65. And in the NBA right now, an ugly one in Cleveland tonight. Chicago leading Cleveland 61-64 with 2:55 left to go in the third quarter. Yes, only 54 points scored by Cleveland and their new coach with almost 2 minutes left to go in the third quarter. That's going to do it for Cougar Post Game Live. Coming up next, it is the Cougar Locker Room Show on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
When you shop at Smith's, getting more for your money is simpler than you might think. It starts with the low prices you'll find throughout the store and weekly specials, too. Plus, you'll get great value and quality from our exclusive family of brands and digital coupons you can download right to your rewards card. And remember, at Smith's, you'll also earn fuel points to help you save at the pump. So there's no spin, just savings. Pure and simple. Low prices. Market fresh at Smith's.
Hey, this is Chris from JCW's, the Burger Boys. If you're looking for the perfect place to watch your favorite team while enjoying a delicious third-pound burger piled high with thick bacon and a delicious shake, then JCW's is the perfect place. We're a homegrown Utah company, and we work hard to provide the best-tasting food around in a clean, friendly atmosphere that family and friends will enjoy. Stop in and see us today. We're in Lehigh, American Fork, Provo, and now in South Jordan. JCW's, quality, and a lot of it.
We'll have more Cougar basketball after these local messages.
Oh! Put that throw down by Corbin Gabusi!
on the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Hey, Coach, have you seen the new Deseret First branch just south of campus?
Yes, this branch is designed to meet the needs of BYU students.
Well, what do they have in their playbook?
Student checking, debit and credit cards, or even a car loan. You can apply and sign online.
Check, check, and check.
Their mobile app is fast and easy.
Check.
Easy branch and ATM access.
Check. In fact, their online banking allows parents to deposit money into students' accounts from anywhere.
Deseret First Credit Union, with a new Provo branch just south of campus.
This is Shaq for Gold Bond Men's Lotion. Since you can't see my awesomeness right now, let me put it to you this way. Gold Bond Men's Lotion makes my skin look like... Ha-ha! Turn it up! Without it, your skin's like... Terrible. Again with... Nice. Without it... Lame.
Gold Bond Men's Lotion. Skin strengthening proteins plus 7 intensive moisturizers. Dry skin becomes healthy, good looking.
Man up with Gold Bond.
Our exclusive post-game coverage continues with the Cougar Locker Room Show.
Sends out for three in the tie. Got it! 5 in a row for BYU. Rise right to the rim. Up and in! And one!
Now let's head back live to the Gunther's Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Solar courtside seats with Mark Durant and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Welcome back courtside here at Firestone Fieldhouse in Malibu, California. Greg Wrubell and Mark Durant with you. Pepperdine a winner today, 71-65. Malibu Bugaboo bites again. Three straight losses for BYU here at Firestone Fieldhouse. Joining us post-game is Nick Emery, BYU's freshman tonight. Goes for 17 points in 36 minutes of play. Nick, always tough to talk after a disappointing loss. We appreciate you taking a minute. We'll try not to keep you too long. The way you look back at this game, what do you, if you had to describe it to somebody who asks you about it later, what are you going to say happened?
They out-rebounded us. On the defensive end, we just couldn't get rebounds, and they've got I don't know how many second-chance points there at the end, and you know that just can't happen, and we got to learn from it.
One guy that did get some rebounds for you, Nate Austin, I wanted to talk to you about him. He's been playing so well for me lately, and must be nice as an offensive side of things to know that even if you guys do miss, you're going to get another chance from Nate Austin. You get to practice with him. Can you talk a little bit about Nate and what he brings to the team?
You know, Nate's just a team guy. He battles and battles and battles in there. I remember a couple times where he got hurt, but he just gets up and keeps going, and he brings a lot of energy to this team. And, you know, he got some big boards there at the end, and we just couldn't finish it out.
I thought it was fortunate you guys were only down two at halftime. It was a really tough offensive first half, but you're right in the game at the break.
Yeah, you know, I think our defense there in the first half was really good, obviously, besides getting rebounds. But it's just tough. You know, you try to get into a rhythm, and coming off Loyola, we thought we had it going on offense. And, you know, Pepperdine did a great job defining us in transition. And, you know, that just related to the 28 points we scored.
We'll take a break. More from Nick Emery after the break. 71-65, Pepperdine's a winner here over BYU at Firestone Fieldhouse on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Hey, this is Chris from JCW's, the Burger Boys. If you're looking for the perfect place to watch your favorite team while enjoying a delicious third-pound burger piled high with thick bacon and a delicious shake, then JCW's is the perfect place. We're a homegrown Utah company, and we work hard to provide the best-tasting food around in a clean, friendly atmosphere that family and friends will enjoy. Stop in and see us today. We're in Lehi, American Fork, Provo, and now in South Jordan. JCW's, quality, and a lot of it.
Hi, I'm Ned Siegfried. Basketball season is a great time of year. As BYU fans, we love seeing the Cougs back on the court. We expect seeing injuries on the basketball court, but occasionally, injuries become part of our lives off the court. If you've been injured in an accident, we know what you're going through. We'd love to talk to you about your situation and help you better understand what you're up against. Contact us at SiegfriedJensen.com and get the answers you deserve. We'll give it to you straight. Go Cougs.
There's more BYU basketball straight ahead.
See the guy trailing. We'll go right to the rim. Oh! And he throws it down with a foul.
This is the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. From our value-priced comfort series to our top-performing Infinity system, Carrier backs all our products with strong warranties and a commitment to provide innovation and quality. A commitment that has made Carrier the industry leader since 1902. At Carrier, we make the best more affordable than ever. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort? Turn to the experts.
Turn to your local Carrier experts to find out how much you can save. Call Bergman Heating and Air Conditioning at 801-225-4622. That's Bergman Heating and Air Conditioning at 801-225-4622.
All right, Greg Grubel, Mark Durant courtside with Nick Emery. Just another quick comment or two from Nick before we let him go. BYU falls to the Waves tonight by a score of 71-65. Well, Nick, you've finished the run now of eight league games, including six away from the Marriott Center. Now it's back home for four in a row. Hopefully you can get back on track and get back in this race here.
Yeah, you know, playing at home is a lot different than playing on the road. And, you know, you get exhausted here on the road and keep traveling and missing school. But, you know, it's going to be nice getting back in the rhythm and getting back in the Marriott Center, having our Cougar fans there.
Overall, what do you think you've learned about the team through now almost halfway through the league schedule?
You know, I think we're still learning. We're still growing as a team. And, you know, there comes to a point where You just got to battle and fight through it. And, you know, this team does battle, and we'll learn from it, and we'll evaluate what we did tonight and move on.
Yeah, Nick, obviously you've had the ups and downs on the road, but what's your impression of playing college basketball, the conference, the first half of conference? What has that been like for you?
It's been fun, but it's also been a battle mentally, you know. I think WCC teams do a great job of scouting you and scouting exactly what you'd like to do on offense and defense. And, you know, it's an adjustment every single game, and you just got to be mentally there.
Nick, good to speak with you. Tough circumstances, but we know you guys will get back after it and hopefully bounce back at home this week. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, guys.
All right, that's Nick Emery. We'll take a break. We'll have more from courtside here in Malibu on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. From our value-priced comfort series to our top-performing Infinity system, Carrier backs all our products with strong warranties and a commitment to provide innovation and quality. A commitment that has made Carrier the industry leader since 1902. At Carrier, we make the best more affordable than ever. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort? Turn to the experts.
Turn to your local Carrier experts to find out how much you can save. Call Parley's PPM Plumbing and Heating at 801-226-3033. That's Parley's PPM Plumbing and Heating at 801-226-3033.
Cougar basketball returns after this.
Leans in, banks it, scores, and one!
You're tuned to the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Introducing CardGuard, a revolutionary mobile app that puts you in control of how your America First credit, debit, and ATM cards are used. You can set spending limits based on location or amount, allow your cards to work only when they're near your phone, or just completely turn them off whenever you don't need them. With CardGuard, you've got the power to protect yourself and your money right from your smartphone. CardGuard, security you control. Only from America First Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
What are the most important things to you in your life? Your education, career, your family. What if you lost the ability to remember those things? What if you couldn't save school or work documents? What if you couldn't save photos of your family? IM Flash creates the technology that makes memory possible. You use the memory that IM Flash creates thousands of times every day, and it's made right here in Lehigh, Utah, connecting people through memory. IM Flash.
time to get the final word on today's game from head coach Dave Rose.
I'm really proud of our guys. I just think that, you go to the last 80 minutes that we've played, and you've seen a lot of fight.
It's the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. BYU Creamery, the classic BYU tradition. Have a scoop today. Now, let's rejoin your host, Greg Wrubell.
Pepperdine 71, BYU 65, the final score a short time ago. Pepperdine head coach Marty Wilson spoke with our intern Andrew. Andrew Sorensen, here are Coach Wilson's comments from just a few moments ago.
So you guys always play BYU pretty tough at home, and including this year, you're 9-0 at home. You're playing everyone tough. What is it about being at home that is such a benefit to you guys?
Well, honestly, I think a big part of it, and that's probably everywhere in the country, is just the comfort zone that you're in. You're in your normal routine as opposed to being in a hotel and traveling in and out. I would say when you have the support of your family and friends and fans, that's a big part of it.
At the halftime, both teams had more offensive rebounds than defensive rebounds. Why do you think that was? What was playing a factor in both teams being able to box out in their own basket?
Well, I thought it was a very physical game, both ways. And we talked about that, of both teams having more offensive rebounds. But we wanted to be more physical because of their size. I mean, they have great size. Nate Austin's a great offensive rebounder. Collinsworth is a great rebounder, period. So we wanted to be more physical and try to stop them from getting run-ins, rebounds, or tap outs, and I thought we did a better job in the second half.
All right, those are a few comments from Marty Wilson. We'll get back with Marty's comments a little later on, but we want to make sure we get Dave Rose on, as he's just sat down with us here courtside. 71-65, Pepperdine is a winner over BYU tonight. Coach Rose, a tough one for the guys, and it seemed like in the second half, once Kyle took that dunk down, it might have turned in your favor to where you could finish this thing out, and it just didn't turn out that way.
Yeah, we made some great plays, and kind of got them on their heels at times, but we weren't consistent enough to actually get a lead. And so we got it back to where it was even in 4 minutes or so, and then they just kind of blitzed us. They made two or three plays, and we turned it over and didn't get the shot we wanted on one of them. And but they were good. They were good down the stretch. But Lamont Murray is really a good player, and he hurt us early, and then obviously the big shots that he hit late. And Jet Raines, a senior, that's we did a good job on Stacey Davis, trying to kind of control him. Nate did a really good job, but kind of the lineups that we were forced to play to try to get some space offensively. There's a real matchup issue, with Chase and Zach trying to guard those big guys inside, and tried to hide in the zone a couple times and got hit with some big shots. And it's we need more guys to come in and play well, and their big guys really dominated us tonight.
It wasn't quite the 55-point second half they put on you last year here, but they scored 41 after the break, and it seems like down the stretch they kind of got the looks they wanted and, to their credit, made their shots.
Yeah, we just weren't good enough. The one thing about Pepperdine is that they don't lose. You have to beat them. And, the bottom line is that we got the game into a place where we could have, we could have handled this thing. You got to make a couple stops. Then, score down the stretch, and we got the ball inside, couldn't score, went and dribbled inside, got a layup, missed the layup, got inside, kind of spaced the floor, turned it over. I mean, those are all things that have kind of plagued us all year long in our road losses, and started way back in November at Long Beach State. And so, we've had some bright moments on the road, but the last couple weeks, the Saturday game, it's kind of turned into where we don't make enough plays late to pull it out and win it. And it's a shame too, because this is a good basketball team, and we're right in the middle of a league chase, and you drop games like this, and it makes it really tough to try to win a championship.
Coach, it seems like what appeared to be a real strength for you guys, depth, is maybe not as much anymore. You played eight guys tonight, but you got six, seven, eight-man rotation coming in. It seemed like it would be more than that. Maybe just your thoughts on that. Why that? I know you've lost some guys from the team, and Some guys have struggled kind of get their confidence going, but how do you feel about your depth right now?
Well, the most important thing is that we need to get home. We need to get home and get back on track. And there's some guys that are struggling, and it's really hard to find yourself out on the road when you're a really young player. And, you know, we've had multiple games back-to-back-to-back, and we need to get home and get these guys some confidence and hopefully expand our bench to become a better team. But it's hard to do it in these close games where every possession is so important. You think about, you know, well, what's next? Well, we're going to run this thing back exactly like we just did it. That's a beautiful thing. I don't know if that's ever happened before, but we get to play Loyola on or LMU on Thursday and then Pepperdine on Saturday again at home. So look forward to that.
Closing comments from the coach will be coming up just around the corner here. We'll take a break. We'll come back to Firestone Fieldhouse where Pepperdine wins it 71-65 over BYU here on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Zions Bank offers an integrated approach for the financial needs of businesses throughout Utah and Idaho.
My name is Gail Miller. I am the owner of the Larry H. Miller Group of Companies. One of the important products that Zions Bank offers is the commercial card with the revenue sharing. Thank you, Zions Bank, for 35 years of a great relationship.
To learn more about Zions Bank and to hear stories from other happy clients, visit zionsbank.com/thank you. We haven't forgotten who keeps us in business. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, Greg Grubel here. And like I get excited for every new BYU basketball season, your Utah Honda dealers are excited to introduce to you a new line of 2016 Hondas. You'll love the all-new economical 2016 Honda Civic, complete with standard features others call options. The all-new 2016 Honda Accord, priced less than Toyota Camry, and it's also on Car and Driver's 10 Best List Award 30 times. And don't forget the Honda CR-V, Motor Trend's 2015 SUV of the year. See them all and drive one today at your Utah Honda dealer.
Stick around.
Touch pass sky. Three. Got it! BYU by nine!
More BYU basketball is on the way after these messages from your local station.
The best thing at Chuck-O-Rama's the pizza.
And the fries.
And it's yummy.
To get it really stringy, you have to get it fresh out of the oven. It's amazing.
It's so good.
So were the french fries. They were so
We're a fan of fries.
You get the fries and scoop it in the fry sauce and then you eat it. We suggest you try the pizza and fries.
The choice is yours at Chuck-O-Rama.
Hey, Coach, have you seen the new Deseret First branch just south of campus?
Yes, this branch is designed to meet the needs of BYU students.
Well, what do they have in their playbook?
Student checking, debit and credit cards, or even a car loan. You can apply and sign online.
Check, check, and check.
Their mobile app is fast and easy.
Check.
Easy branch and ATM access.
Check. In fact, their online banking allows parents to deposit money into students' accounts from anywhere.
Deseret First Credit Union, with a new Provo branch just south of campus.
So welcome back courtside here at Firestone Fieldhouse. We hope that the last couple of segments are able to manage through some of the telecommunications issues that have cropped up late here during postgame. Some squelching phone lines are being heard, but we'll try and get through here with Coach Rose. Greg and Mark here with you. Pepperdine 71, BYU 65 is the final score. And
so you guys are struggling with some execution issues
We're having some issues.
It's the road, Coach.
Yeah, it's life on the road.
Yeah.
So we've figured it out. You've played your last 16 games, 12 away neutral, 4 home in that stretch. Won your home games, 500 in the away neutrals. 10-6 was the record over the 16 games. Where do you think you stand as you head back home for a good stretch now?
Well, it's difficult. You always want to look ahead and be positive and try and frame this thing so that your guys are excited about playing and coming to practice, and that's what we'll do when we get back on Monday. And you get this thing that if you could win every game, then if mathematically you could still win the league, but in reality you're going to need something else to happen now. And the fact that the Zags have been beat twice at the go-around, I think that's maybe the first time in three years or so that's happened. And so, you know, the I think the conference race obviously is there's a lot of games left to be played, and if we were two games up right now, we'd still be really, really nervous trying to realize how important every single game is. So we'll get home, we'll frame this, you know, but it's going to be difficult. This will be a difficult week because we're playing. I don't want my guys to get, you know, just kind of lethargic or get, but with the preparation is for, you know, Brown and, you know,
Jacko
and Haney. And we just went through that for a week. And so hopefully we'll have an edge to us, be excited to get home and play. Hopefully our fans will come out and support this group. They're working really hard. And I do feel bad that the schedule, you know, is as kind of lopsided as it is as far as home games are concerned. But hopefully the last week of January and February will be really exciting basketball from this team.
One of those guys always gives you a great effort is Nate Austin. I just love watching him play, Coach. And the one play tonight, he does a great job on Davis, forces the miss, and then he's the guy from the opposite side of the floor, goes and gets the rebound. Yeah. I mean, just covers so much ground, plays so hard. I mean, that must be a nice as a coach to have a guy like Nate.
Well, he played 30 really, really intense, urgent minutes for us. And, you know, he's a guy that he did a nice job on Stacey Davis, held him to 10 points, and four of those were late on fouls where he got to the free throw line. But, we got beat bad by their front line, and it wasn't because Nate wasn't, you know, trying. I mean, Nate was really involved in a lot of plays, and you know, it was just kind of a question of they were just a little bit better than us, you know, at certain things. I mean, at halftime they had 13 offensive rebounds, and you know, we really emphasized that at halftime in a lot of different ways, and you know, we fixed it. They ended up with two, I think, offensive rebounds in the second half, and a lot of that was Nate. You know, we'll have to look and see the film, but I mean, it was a 2 minute, right around the 2 minute mark, and you know, we get a stop and we got the rebound, and the ref calls, you know,
don't get loose started.
Yeah, that was not a good whistle at all. Nope. For us, anyways. We'll have to see if it actually was a foul or not, but timing was not good there, that's for sure.
Well, Dave, safe travels, and we'll get you back home for a bunch of games, and we'll see you back in Provo.
All right, okay.
Okay, so thank you, Dave. That's Dave Rose. We'll come back after this. We'll get the last couple of comments from Marty Wilson, then wrap it up here from Malibu as we continue on the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
When you shop at Smith's, getting more for your money is simpler than you might think. It starts with the low prices you'll find throughout the store, and weekly specials, too. Plus, you'll get great value and quality from our exclusive family of brands and digital coupons you can download right to your rewards card. And remember, at Smith's, you'll also earn fuel points to help you save at the pump. So there's no spin, just savings. Pure and simple. Low prices. Market fresh at Smith's.
Are you rugged? Want to prove to your lass that you're good enough for her? Eat some haggis.
Or you're afraid of haggis, are ya?
Stop whining. There's other great food, bagpipes, and poetry. Manly poetry about haggis. So get your hiney over to the Burn Supper at the Wilkinson Student Center on February 6th at 6 p.m. ready for a hoot and a honey of a time. Tickets available at utahscots.org. Do it.
We'll have more Cougar basketball after these local messages.
Oh! Put back throw down by Corbin Gabusi!
On the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Hey, Coach, have you seen the new Deseret First branch just south of campus?
Yes, this branch is designed to meet the needs of BYU students.
Well, what do they have in their playbook?
Student checking, debit and credit cards, or even a car loan. You can apply and sign online.
Check, check, and check.
Their mobile app is fast and easy.
Check.
Easy branch and ATM access.
Check. In fact, their online banking allows parents to deposit money into students' accounts from anywhere.
Deseret First Credit Union, with a new Provo branch just south of campus.
A Barbasol close shave is much more desirable than a just missing the elevator with your coworker Stinky Pete seconds before a massive power outage kind of close shave. So, lather up, America.
Barbasol.
A Barbasol close shave is much more desirable than a waking up in Vegas on the front lawn of the Little White Chapel and not finding a wedding ring on your finger kind of close shave. So, lather up, America.
Barbasol.
Pepperdine 71, BYU 65. Tonight's final score here at Firestone Fieldhouse. A short time ago, we heard some initial comments from Marty Wilson, head coach of the Waves. Let's get the last of his comments that he gave to our intern, Andrew Sorensen, a short time ago.
You guys were able to slow BYU down dramatically, kept them off the three-point line for the most part. Was that something that you guys wanted to try to slow the game down, keep it down?
Well, we talk about it. We want to push it when we have an advantage. We don't want to get into a rat race with them. Teams that do that too often, you lose, because it allows them to do what they're comfortable at. They're comfortable running, pushing it, getting transition baskets, getting wide open threes. And our guys did a good job staying disciplined on those.
Lamon Murray Jr. had 20 points, and he was big down the stretch to finish that game off. What does his contribution mean to you guys?
Well, he's been big all year. He's our leading scorer this year, and he only averaged about 6 points last year. We always knew that he can score, but he's starting to find his rhythm and know where he can get his shots. Our guys are doing a great job of finding him when he hits a shot and makes a play. Our point guards are doing a great job of calling plays for him to get one of those catch, curl, and pull up jump shots. But he made the offensive play of the game today, hitting that three in the corner.
You guys get the unique opportunity to play BYU again in just a week. Both teams will probably make some adjustments. What type of adjustments do you see you guys making to try to go to Provo and get a second win?
Well, it's tough to say right now. Obviously, our game plan is going to be pretty similar. You can't change a whole lot in just 1 week. We'll sit down and watch the film and see where our miscommunication on a couple of things were, where guys fell asleep, especially early. Emery got a couple of wide open threes, and we have to do a better job of that, of not letting them get comfortable hitting those things, especially at home.
All right, thanks.
All right, there it is. Marty Wilson, head coach of the Pepperdine Waves. He's always great, pregame, postgame, win or lose, but lately it's a lot of wins. He's beaten BYU four of the last five meetings, including three straight here in Malibu. But thanks to intern Andrew Sorensen, and to Marty Wilson for those postgame comments. That's the head coach of the Waves. BYU falls to that team, 71-65. Pepperdine now scoots ahead of BYU in the conference standings. You win at Gonzaga in the second weekend of league play. You really like your standing, but it's been three consecutive splits on three road trips in the WCC. BYU now 5-3 in league. The league standings show St. Mary's at 7-1. The Gales host Portland tonight. Gonzaga now 7-2. Pepperdine 6-3. They've bounced back after an 0-2 start to win 6 of 7 now. Following Pepperdine at 6-3, BYU at 5-3, Pacific and USF each 4-5, Portland 3-5, Santa Clara 3-6, LMU now 3-6, San Diego 1-7. LMU beat San Diego earlier today. Coming up this week, it's BYU home to LMU Thursday and home to Pepperdine on Saturday, a repeat of this week back at the Marriott Center. Mark, we hope that better things are in store for this BYU team that can definitely claim some road weariness at this point.
Yeah. A lot of great things can happen for this team still. I mean, you talk about at-large bids, all those kind of things, probably by the wayside. But, yeah, you've got it set up nicely at home, and this certainly is a year that BYU is capable of winning the conference tournament. Now, listen, all that aside, you're going to lose games. BYU lost this one. Maybe you, at this point for me, I'm just trying to appreciate this team. I like these guys. It's a really good group of guys, and they can be very, very good. Obviously, they have some deficiencies. Defense is not great for this team, and you know, sometimes the three's not falling for them. But I like this team. They're fun. They're good shooters. There's a lot of promise in these guys, and I think it's a team that is capable of getting hot here and finishing very strong. But I'm just trying to appreciate the team and what they're doing. Losses happen. It's very disappointing for everybody involved. But I think at this point with this team, I'm just going to sit back and just enjoy it and hope that they get better. And I think they can.
And there's still a hope of a conference championship, but the destiny is no longer in the Cougars' hands. Before this weekend, you could say that they did control their championship destiny. No longer the case after a loss today at Pepperdine. All right, let's thank all those who made the broadcast possible. Back in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, at our IMG headquarters, Morgan K. Greenwood pulling double duty and extra duty and long nights and overnights with the storm back east. Our network manager is Mike Tingle. Our coordinating producer is Dave Shook. That's our crew back east. In Salt Lake City at the IMG Network Studios tonight, Cleon Wall, interns Freddie and Corey helping Cleon out back in Utah. Courtside, we had our statistician, Russ Larson, BYU's sixth all-time leading scorer. Our thanks to Kyle Chilton, BYU Basketball Media Relations Director, and Roger Horn, Pepperdine's Media Relations Director, for their help in getting us ready. Again, Marty Wilson for pre- and post-game comments. Our appreciation. You heard from Nick Emery and Dave Rose courtside as well. So for my color commentary colleague, Mr. Mark Durant, I'm Greg Grubel, thanking you for tuning in and saying once again, Pepperdine defeats BYU by a score of 71-65. So in the meantime and in between time, this has been BYU Basketball on the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network. Good night and so long from Malibu, California. Zion's